T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When people say, where is their X receiver? Where is the guy who's like, man, that guy that you're saying, hey, in crunch time, this is who we got to go to. To me, it's James Cook. And I'm finding a million ways to get him the football. I think you even look at like San Francisco and what they do with Christian McCaffrey. I think of the big moments of the Bills and the playoffs in the years past. I think of the big moments and big games for them. To me, it goes back to not just a Josh Allen crazy play, big runs from James Cook, big possessions where they give the ball to him a lot and they get some momentum and get going offensively and it opens everything else up for him.
Two questions. Andrew Whitworth there. One, is he right? Is James Cook the key to all this? Because if he is, I'm just so not, I shouldn't even be here anymore. I just, he's really the key to all this? Just to maybe, if it's not unfair, summarize what I just heard?
I do think it's, I mean, this came up a lot when the contract was being debated. The merits of giving out the contract extension being debated. Who's the next most explosive slash important slash dangerous, whatever word you want to put on it, player on that offense? I think it is Cook. It does shine a light on the failure to arm yourself with, you know, dangerous pass catchers. But I think he is the most explosive guy on that offense outside of Allen. But to hear him, like Whitworth, talk about, you know, like San Francisco uses McCaffrey. I don't know. I'm being nice with I don't know. That sounds a little nutty to me. But
do you think of the Bills' playoff success over the last 3 years being James Cook related? There's the play in Kansas City. He's okay. I don't need to say the same thing every time. Question two, where does it sound like when you listen to Andrew Whitworth right there, he's from? Maybe I should have asked that first when it's fresher in your mind.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know where he's from?
I don't.
We like Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, I do. I like him on the Prime show.
He's from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay.
Monroe.
That doesn't sound, it doesn't sound that Louisiana-y.
No, it's sort of like a.
Yeah. Maybe he's worked at that because he wants to be a broadcaster.
He is a broadcaster.
So I wonder how much he worked at that.
Said a broadcaster.
And when he started. If it took work at all. I don't know. Maybe he just never had the heavy accent.
Yeah, I don't know his history. Except for the fact that at Pro Football Reference, it says he was born in Monroe, Louisiana. I took the opportunity there to say it a second time.
Thank you.
Let's go to Rick here. Hi, Rick. Rick, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the radio. Oh. I can hear your turn signal.
Oh, okay. I watched all the games. I've been a Bills fan for 50 more years, but the Pants defense seems like they're totally lost. They don't even know they have no idea what's going on, whether it's short pass or long pass. I don't know if it's, who calls the defense on that, the middle linebacker or the safeties? I mean, it's really confusing because, seems like other teams could just run whatever they want, and it's confusing that, and we got to do better. I don't know if it's the personnel or the coaching. Honestly, it seems like maybe we ought to go to something like a free safety with two safeties. And do something like that, because something's got to change.
Yeah.
Run all over us.
Not unlike the offense, the defense is called by the coordinator up above, Bobby Babich, but the middle linebacker, Bernard, usually is the guy with the green dot on the helmet. Now, when he goes out, I'm not sure who takes over. Who's next in line there? Because Shaq Thompson hasn't been here that long, although he knows the scheme from Carolina. And they already do have two safeties out there. But your premise, I agree. I heard Tasker and Brownie talking about this, if not yesterday, today, one of the days on the way in, that a lot of their defense right now looks like guys are going to where they're supposed to go and, like, carrying out their assignments, and then the controller breaks. Like, I'm responsible for this area. I'm here. And then, like, you're not reacting to... Rapp, I think, is especially guilty of this. Rapp is the deep safety a lot. And if there's nothing coming his way, he has to get somewhere else. And he seems extremely slow to me to react to that. Like, he's just watching it all... And no one is angling his way, and he still is just sort of, he's on the balls of his, he's active. He's like an infielder waiting for the pitch to go, but he's not going anywhere. And then he reacts, and it's too late. And, like, I think that's happening a lot on the defense. I'm singling him out because he's easy to see doing it on certain cut-ups that you see on social media, where, like, he's deep, Bishop might be up more near the line of scrimmage or something, and Rapp just does not react. Now, he's the last guy back. He wants to be, I think, super careful about that, but still, there has to be, you're eliminating a man from the defense if that's how he's playing. And that, to me, has to change. But I think that's happening frequently all around the field, where guys just aren't ready for, nobody's jumping anything. They're just being extremely careful about their assignments. And I don't know if that's because there's new moving pieces in too many places, or athletically they just don't have it, or what, but there's a lot to me of non-reaction once the ball is about to be delivered.
Yeah, you said it all. Thanks, Rick. Let's go to Louie next. Hi, Louie.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know what, guys? I've listened to you guys for a long, long time. I've listened to Bulldog when he had his own show
for
many years.
Yep.
And I'll say something. I've been watching this game. I'm not a coach, or I'm not a professional or anything like that, but you know what? I used to watch Jim Kelly throw the bloody ball all over the field to Thurman Thomas, and we never complained about him being misused or not or whatever. James Cook is the second best weapon that we had by far next to Josh Allen. Why in God's green earth are we not throwing the ball to him?
Because he's not good at it.
Point the finger at Joe Brady.
He's not good at it.
Yes, he is.
Not really.
He's good at catching the ball.
He's okay. He's okay. I mean, I think of him dropping big passes more than I think of him making big plays.
When was the last time we threw the ball to him consistently?
What's consistently?
What's consistently? I'd say about at least 5-6 times a game.
I don't know. Ever? Did they ever do that?
Not more. I mean, James Cook was a great back catching the ball in college.
Not really.
He was really good. Well, did he not fumble the ball when he was a running back too? I think he's good. We got to do something. At least try to give him the ball. He's the second best weapon. You'd agree that. He's the second best.
I just said the exact same thing. Yes, I think he is that right now. And I'd be open to seeing what I think on Monday night, their inability to handle the blitz that they had to know was coming. I mean, I recognize that the Falcons had, an extra week, and maybe they did had a bunch of tendency breakers, right? That different blitz looks, like, looks that previously this year hadn't been blitzes, whatever. They could have had a leg up on the Bills because of that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But the bottom line is, you know that they're aggressive that way and it's coming. And I just don't think the Bills had enough of a plan in place, aside from like keeping an extra guy in on the first play of the game. That worked, by the way, to hit the long one to Palmer. They just didn't have, and to me, the running back catching passes is a pretty reasonable antidote to a blitz-heavy scheme. And they just never got there.
I want to be able to produce a chart, but I don't have one sitting on my lap here. I mean, he has 109 catches in 55 career games. That's not even two a game. They've never thrown the ball to James Cook, like, consistently. Why? He might not be as good at it as you think. Big drops. It's all right. Just like everything with him, it's fine. It's also, I want to say, correlated to Allen running. The statues throw the ball to their running back in the flat because they can't move. So they leak out Kyren Williams, and Matthew Stafford's like, go, because he's not running. I mean, he's not running ever. Like, just one example. Allen is going to run on those plays. They don't want to flip the ball to James Cook on first and 10. They want to line him up in the eye and run three tight ends out of the field and get 5 yards that way, which I don't disagree with. I feel like that's relatively effective. So there's really no need for – he can be the second best, most explosive player on the team. Every team literally has a second most explosive guy. It doesn't really tell you what you want to know, which is like, all right, well, what does that mean? What can I do with this? If the Bills wanted to have Josh Allen not run anymore, then okay, I can throw 4 or 5 targets a game to James Cook. I can do that, but I think I'd rather have Allen run. That's just me. Sean is next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I guess what I want to say is, like, when you asked the question earlier, what the problem is, like, the offense, you know, the offense scares me. We have some problems, but I feel like they can figure it out. If they're on, we can stay with anybody, regardless of having a number one receiver or not. They find a way to get it done most days. The defense, to me, going back, we've just gotten softer every year. Going back to before, even before the 13 seconds of Kansas City, I feel like we've gotten softer each year. We've never had a real good identity as a defense, and we're struggling for that. For somebody who's supposed to be a defensive guru, I would hope he would have figured it out by now. I'm not saying he should be fired. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying I don't understand what the problem is, and that's what I'm struggling with, is why have they not been able to figure it out better than they have so far. That's my opinion, for what it's worth.
Well, for me, it's like this. I don't think McDermott really needs to be questioned, deserves to be questioned when it comes to coaching defense. Don't we know? Hasn't he proven that? Didn't he get the job through that? Like, do we really think like he just doesn't know play calls or schemes or how to game play? Do we really think that? I really don't think that. They have had significant changes. They went years with two stellar safeties on the field every play for like 5 years in a row. They never even took a playoff, Hyde and Poyer. Well, they're gone.
And then last year it came down, and this year it's about the same or worse. Trey White is old. And then you can get to Milano here. You can get to Oliver missing a month. He was back. I mean, there's a list.
And how good is Bernard without all that support around him?
That's right.
All that other stuff. Like, if you're looking for him to lift everyone up, that might be a mistake. I don't know that he's that good a player. Like, he looked extremely valuable when he landed, but he was in a pretty cushy spot. They were very stable all around him.
Yes, and their first-round pick has not seen the field yet because he's injured, which I can't and won't blame them for. Like that, he would be on the field all the time if he weren't injured, Hairston. Doesn't mean he has to be good, but like that was their move. They needed a corner. They drafted one, and he got hurt. I mean, I feel like that they deserve that benefit of the doubt with him. So I don't know when he plays, but they could use him, right? We could agree on that. They could use him.
For sure.
All right, let's take a break. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.